Hey, welcome back. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. I'm your host, Dave Popowich, and we've got a fantastic segment that we're going to talk about, and that is the differences between how men and women view money, handle money, and move into retirement. And I've got a terrific guest to help us do that. Kelly Keene's going to join me. She's the founder and CEO of MoneyWise Institute, and she's also an author, and she specializes really around financial education, specifically around women. There are some differences and unique challenges that women face as they move into this period that we just generally refer to as retirement. And I'd love to explore a little bit of those. So that'll be the topic of the next 10 minutes or so. First of all, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Oh, always great to be with you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's just talk about this because, you know, women are one of the fastest growing groups of millionaires and retirees in this country. And men and women are different in many respects, but it does beg the question, what are some of the unique aspects to retirement that women face that perhaps that men don't, or it doesn't affect them the same way? Let's start there.
You know, if I may bring it back to how far we've come as women, I was beyond shocked and disappointed to learn that 42% of millennial female breadwinners are still deferring to their spouse on matters of money. These are breadwinners. So Margaret Adnan from CIBC had quoted the stat at the event that by 2028, women are going to control $4 trillion in wealth in Canada. So, you know, Dave, I just mention all of that because are we newer in our evolution of handling money? No, I don't think we're newer in handling it. Women have always been behind the scenes, but I think it's good to remember that we have not been able to be at the forefront. So as you preface this, that, you know, women and men are unique in many ways that we look at finance, that it's also maybe new-ish in our DNA to be able to handle money. And so I love talking about it. I'm happy to have this conversation with
you. Yeah, and I think that's excellent context, and I thank you for sharing that because it gives some perspective. So let's start by talking about this period of retirement. So there's a couple of challenges, right? Number one, just taking control, we've talked about. But then there's this period that we call retirement, and so both taking control and participating financially and otherwise in that process that we call retirement. How do men and women differ in terms of their feelings with respect to money and retirement?
Yeah, I mean, if I paint some broad, you know, broad strokes here, women tend to be more holistic when it comes to their financial life and retirement. They definitely are saying words like financial independence, financial freedom. They want peace of mind and security, and they want choice, Dave. You know all of this. You do a great job with your clients. But, you know, she also has probably been out of the workforce as a caregiver, as a mother. She has probably earned less just because women earn less, but because of taking that time away to you know, look after her family. And then, of course, women are living longer. So she's got to look at inflation, at rising healthcare costs, at all of that. And, you know, I think the biggest opportunity that people like you, advisors that are sitting down with women, and I know you do this, Dave, is to help them really narrow down on not just their dreams, but to really delineate between, like, what does financial freedom mean to you? What does being free to travel? Does that mean going to St. Bart's on a yacht and it's going to be a $250,000 trip? Or is free to travel, you know, being able to see your kids in Scottsdale twice a year or something of that sort? So it's like narrowing down on what that means to her. And I have to tell you, one of the women in my mastermind, I've been running this fun little mastermind just you know, from a coaching program that I was part of. And we've been meeting weekly, us women, for, gosh, 3 years now. And one of the women in the group, super successful, very smart woman, confided that it was only like last week she sat down with her financial planner and she was like, I've just always been on edge. Like, can we afford this trip? Can I afford hiring this new employee? Like, she's always been on edge. And she's like, I could breathe for the first time because I actually sat down with my planner and I can't remember if her planner was a he or a she, but anyway, her planner was like, you're going to be okay. And so women, you know, as much as they still do look at the metrics, I think that that's where the financial industry can really help, is to sit down and be like, okay, let's really, you know, narrow in on the dollars and cents. And you may be doing better than you think, or if you're not, at least you've got a game plan to be like, oh, not doing even close to where I'm not anywhere near I want to be, but at least you know, and you have somebody to help you navigate that path to get there.
I think that's really critical. And I'm going to add to this, and I'm going to speak to the guys listening, because I often say that our female clients are far better investors than the male clients are, simply because they can get to the answer to the question, what is the purpose of this money? You've worked so hard to generate this wealth. What is the purpose? What is this money supposed to do for you? And the women that I deal with generally, I think, can come to a much deeper and better answer to that question than the men, who are often focused on, did we get 6% or 7% or 7.3% is better than 6.9, right? What's the purpose of the money, and then the risks associated with it? So I 100% agree with what you're saying. So for the women that are listening out there who are either in a relationship or perhaps single, because this notion of suddenly single women, either through divorce or through death, and all of a sudden are now responsible for all of this wealth. If they've been fearful of this, Kelly, where do they start? How do you coach them to get control of that and not be fearful of what this, you know, this area that they perhaps haven't dealt with in the past is all about?
Yeah, it's so interesting, Dave. One of the characters in my last book, Rich Girl, Broke Girl, and she was an amalgamation of characters, but someone I knew quite well, a woman who, very smart, an executive, actually, Dave, you'll appreciate this, took the Canadian Securities course in her 20s because she wanted to have an understanding of capital markets. Nobody does that. Nobody takes this course unless you're going to be in the financial industry, and she was not in it at all. And as soon as she got married, she came from a very traditional, you know, background and culture, and abdicated all financial responsibility to her husband that knew nothing about money. Fast forward 30 years, he divorces her and she doesn't have a freaking clue, right? So it's like, it's exactly that. Like, where do you start? If you haven't looked after your health, if you haven't really prioritized it, it's simple things, right? I'm going to talk with a lot of media on, you know, the first week of January, and we're all going to do the same thing. We're going to say, okay, let's get on a scale and see how bad the damage is. It's not great, but we're going to take a deep breath and we're going to weigh in. So you got to weigh in financially. You have to look at, like, where are you? And that can be really scary and terrifying. And especially in the age of, do you have digital accounts? Like, are there accounts that your spouse had that you don't even know? Like, for example, I've got money in my PayPal account. My husband wouldn't even know what I've got in there. So now you're trying to, like, weigh in financially. Where is everything? Do you have a will? Do you have a power of attorney? Like, what do you have? What do you not have? And that can be a little embarrassing. I wish people wouldn't be embarrassed of that. But it can be, you just feel out of control. So you got to get, you know, agency and get control of that. Number two, I think, you know, is you've got to look at the financial calories, right? Because even if you're a high income earner, if you're not paying attention to where the money's going, that can derail a financial plan very, very quickly. Especially women tend to, you know, want to give so much to their children, especially with housing and helping with down payments, right? Really understanding, can you afford to give that? And then lastly, the advice that I take myself is, like, getting help, right? You wouldn't navigate it alone. With your health, you get a personal trainer, you drop into some yoga classes, you'd see a nutritionist or a doctor. Why, especially women, do we feel we have to have it all together before we actually go and seek help? If you're talking to your banker or getting a financial advisor, or if you're listening to this and you know, debt is screaming at you, you might need a nonprofit credit counselor or to talk to an insolvency trustee. But just feel, please, that, you know, we're just coming off of Financial Literacy Month, but yet there's still so much shame and embarrassment to talking about money, or a lack of money, or just, you know, that you just don't feel that you are where you want to be. So it doesn't cost anything to engage in a professional, right? Take the 30-minute free chat, reach out to someone. If you don't like what they had to say, or they don't resonate or feel great, reach out to someone else, but get help.
Kelly, that's great. Listen, I've got so much to say about this on the other side and how to counsel men to bring the women in their lives into this, that's an entirely separate show that I want to do with you, because I think there's so much to be learned as a man from our perspective, taking a woman's perspective, generally speaking, about how they see money and that purpose. I think there's so much to learn there. I do want to explore that with you further, but I want to thank you for joining me today and shedding some light on what makes this experience of money and retirement unique for women.
Beautiful. Great questions. Always a pleasure, Dave. Thanks.
Been joined by Kelly Keene, founder and CEO of MoneyWise Institute. Okay, we got to wrap up this segment, but we are going to be talking about this. Oh, how does money work in retirement? And what is the purpose of that money at our upcoming seminar, Tuesday, December the 3rd, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register. Join us after the break for an important topic on medically assisted dying.